In the evening edition, the private sector happy about the partial reopening but still hoping for a wider resumption of commercial activity. This as barbers and hairdressers appeal to be allowed to resume work. Out of work Calypsonians and other artists write government appealing for help. Grenada officially cancels its carnival and tributes flow for Starcom station manager David Ellis on his retirement. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up. The Barbados Private Sector Association continues to push for a full resumption of commercial activity, even though it welcomes the phased reopening from Monday. Chairman of the BPSA, Edward Clark, tells Starcom Network News they understand the government's decision to reopen gradually, but look forward to moving to another stage.
It is not 100% that we would like, but we understand the government's phased approach at this time. Would also have liked to see a little extension in the hours in the week, but for now the curfew is what it is. But we are very happy to see the Saturday opening for the supermarkets and shops, and it should sort of ease the congestion. I still think that there are still a lot less hours of opening available to the public, and we look forward to the further extension as time goes on.
The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs welcomes government's decision to allow vendors to operate from Monday. And the President Alistair Alexander tells Starcom Network News that he also agrees with the decision to ban food vendors from the highways.
The highway is not the pedestrian streets of Bridgetown. The possibility of a catastrophic accident taking out a vendor or patrons is extremely high when vehicles are traveling at over 80 kilometers an hour. So while Barvin deeply sympathizes with the circumstances that lead people to sell beer, Barvin is very happy that government has moved to guarantee their safety and the safety of all.
Among the individual vendors, there is a sense of relief after a month-long disruption of their roadside business. But a coconut vendor we spoke with took that disruption in stride.
I was a bit elated about going back out. It was quite hard, but, you know, the government got to do what they got to do, you know what I mean? You know, 2 years before they go do what they say, and play the methods, you know? At the same time, they go watch the statistic cases, corona cases, you know what I mean? That's just how I feel about it.
And he shared the Prime Minister's concern about some of his colleagues who leave their discarded shells at the roadside.
Well, that's real disgusting. I myself am a coconut vendor, and I love policy. And I see other people doing it, and they may understand that can get the wrong attention. You know what I mean? That can get the attention that you don't need. You know what I mean? So, are you against it too? Are you against letting shells mean? You know, I love policy. You know what I mean? So, I don't see where other people show policy.
Meantime, many of the self-employed who still cannot resume work are desperately appealing for a chance to earn a living. Barbers and hairdressers and other beauty professionals complain that many of them are under severe financial pressure after being unable to work for the last month. Barber Ian Bob says there has to be some way to allow them to resume work. He believes they should be allowed to open with strict protocols and monitoring.
There can be area for us to return to work. Also, following the protocols and taking the necessary precautions. It's a must to have the healthcare professionals and the coordinating visit salons and barbershops to make sure that these steps are being taken and followed. It's the same way we were operating from the last lockdown. Only difference would be a greater presence from the teams. This is causing dramatic pressure on families. Also, we have to look at people's mental state of mind.
And spa owner Sherry Ann Moore also says it has been a struggle.
The rainy day buffer took a severe hit during the last shutdown last year, and rebuilding it has been tough. Even with adjustments in how I had to do business, there simply wasn't enough time to buffer this extended lockdown financially, to be very honest.
Meantime, entertainers argue the situation is even worse for some of them who have been out of work for the better part of a year. President of the Barbados Association of Calypsonians and Entertainers, Sean Apache Carter, has written to the government explaining the plight they are in and seeking to find out what further assistance can be offered. He says many local entertainers have exhausted their savings.
Money was found to extend that to the shopkeepers and the nail technicians and the barber salons, etc. But there are many entertainers who would not have worked since March last year. Now, from March last year to now, that's like 9 months. 9 months as compared to 1 month, there's no comparison. So many entertainers have exhausted their savings.
Among the public, there is general agreement with the phased reopening, but some are also concerned that it puts at risk efforts to control the spread of the virus.
It is definitely the best way to handle a reopening, taking into consideration the number of COVID cases we've been having over the last
2 weeks.
It's hard on some people because some people home for 2 weeks and they don't have any money, no food in the house or anything. So it's a good thing that should they open it back the country because the vaccine is in and that will help. So it's a good thing that should they open back the country.
I am in agreement with the phase opening because the government cannot take care of the citizens of Barbados all the time.
I don't really think that the phased reopening is going to curtail the increase in COVID in Barbados.
And this just coming in, the latest COVID-19 update from the Ministry of Health. Barbados recorded 45 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, while 99 people recovered and were released from isolation. These were among 922 tests conducted by the Public Health Laboratory, which brings the number of active cases to 691. The positivity rate for Thursday yesterday was 6%, and indeed there was one death, a 79-year-old Barbadian man who died at a nursing home. The death toll from COVID-19 is now 33. The Attorney General, Dale Marsh, holds a news conference at 6 this evening to clarify the COVID directives ahead of Monday's commencement of a phased reopening of businesses. This amid a flood of queries from the public about status of this coming weekend following the previous stay-at-home order, as well as about the status of specific businesses and activities not expressly mentioned during yesterday's address to the nation by the Prime Minister. Corporate Barbados already responding to Prime Minister Motley's call for financial support for future vaccination drives. Conglomerate Ansa Macal says it will underwrite the cost of vaccines for all of its staff and their families once vaccines become available. Tributes flowed at Starcom Network today for the retiring station manager David Ellis. Today's Down to Brass Tax call-in program featured numerous heartfelt and glowing tributes from many current and former media colleagues, including Julian Rogers, Roxanne Gibbs Branker, and Vic Fernandes, who all hailed him for his stellar work as a broadcast journalist over the past 40 years.
The premier electronic media journalist in Barbados over the last 40 years, hands down, David Ellis. Can't take that away from him. Hope one day that you will join me, along with the other Hall of Fame broadcasters, in that hall and that wall of fame at the Caribbean Broadcasting Union.
That's broadcaster and media manager Vic Fernandes. Grenada has officially cancelled its carnival for this year. Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell announced today that there will be no carnival celebrations this year, even if 60% of the population gets the COVID-19 vaccine. This will be the second consecutive year Spice Mass has been cancelled due to the pandemic. Grenada's immunization rollout began on February 12th, and health officials are working towards having 60% of the island's population of 110,000 vaccinated. Meantime, a shipment of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines from India was due to arrive in St. Lucia today via a chartered flight to be immediately distributed to member nations of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS. Our top stories. Barbados has recorded 45 new COVID-19 cases, that from tests yesterday, and there was also one more death, a 79-year-old Barbadian man who died at a nursing home. The death toll from COVID-19 in Barbados is now 33. The private sector, happy about the partial reopening but still hoping for a wider resumption of commercial activity. This is barbers and hairdressers appeal to be allowed to resume work. Out of work, Calypsonians and other artists write, the government appealing for help. Grenada officially cancels its carnival. Tributes flow for Starcom station manager David Ellis on his retirement. And coming up at 6, the Attorney General holds a news conference. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bapp. Good afternoon.